Welcome back to a brand new Creative Encounter Podcast episode. I'm your host, Juett Z. Payne, and you are back for episode 56 of this podcast. Welcome. If this is your first time, please go ahead and subscribe on YouTube. Follow us. Go ahead and leave a like and a rating and a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of that good stuff so we can reach so many more Kingdom creatives. And lastly, remember, we are a nonprofit. Creative Encounter Podcast and Juett Z. Payne Music, nonprofit. So if you want to support this ministry, I would absolutely love that. And all donations are tax deductible. But without further ado, I am here with an amazing friend of mine, and this is a very special episode for me because it's been a year since we connected. Mm-hmm. We did this awesome event last year. This is my great friend. She is a dancer and a campus minister, Sarah Baker. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me, Juett. So happy to be with y'all today. Yes. So, yeah, very exciting.
Man, so good to see you. Okay, so literally, guys, it has been about a year since we did Sat in a Boat.
Yeah.
This awesome production that we did last year. And it actually also is a year since the last Creative Encounter in-person event. So Sat in a Boat kind of wrapped up our in-person events for Creative Encounter. And now we just focus on the podcast component of Creative Encounter and some future things coming, but right now just the podcast, right? So how has it been since Sat in a Boat?
Yeah, it's been great. I can't believe that was a year ago.
It's been
so fun to just even reminisce about that time. Yeah. And we did Sat in a Boat again for Creative Encounters, but like our show sold out last year when we did it. And so
that was like, was that in October or November?
I think October.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was October when I came to that show.
Yeah.
And as soon as I sat there, I was with my wife. I was like, yo, we have to ask them if they can do this again because it's just such a beautiful representation of the gospel. It's like so good. But
so things have been going well.
I love it. Good. Okay, so you have been, now you were a part of that production as a dancer.
Yes.
But then I love at the end, you wrapped it up by bringing the gospel. And I saw you do that at each one of the shows. And I love that. So tell me, now I think that kind of ties in both of the things that you do, like you're a campus minister, and then you also, you know, dance. So we can start with the creative side first. How did you get into dance? Like, what's like your fondest inception memories?
Great question. So I started dancing when I was 3 years old. You know, just something. I'm the oldest of seven, and so you know, first baby girl. Mom's like, let's put her in dance, and so, and I just always loved it. Like I did sports like all throughout. Like
what sports did you do?
Oh my gosh, I was like again like the oldest child, so like try out everything, and so. But I played volleyball, basketball, and softball up till high school, and then I played JV volleyball. But the whole time it was just like, Mom will do whatever you want me to do as long as I can keep dancing. Wow. And I just never stopped. And when I was going into high school, you know, my parents were like, what do you want to do like when you get older? And just helping me kind of navigate college and future decisions. And I was kind of between a dancer or an ophthalmologist, an eye doctor. And so my mom was kind of like, okay, well, if you really want to dance, like, we gotta get you out there in the real world. And I come from a very small town. I graduated with less than like 50 kids in my class. I actually grew up on a dairy farm.
That's crazy.
In rural Michigan. And so,
so did you guys have like animals around?
We had like 400 cows outside my back door.
I was just kidding. Love it.
So like when I go like home to Michigan, it's the
Michigan
dairy farm.
Okay, I was gonna ask you which state.
Michigan.
So you've milked a cow, you've done all of that stuff?
Yes. I'm not like as hardcore as like my brothers and stuff, but I'm very, very thankful for my upbringing. So cool. But you know, it's so when you talk about being a professional dancer, it's kind of like there's not too many opportunities in my hometown. So when I was going into high school, my mom and I flew out to LA and did an audition for this touring company called Tremaine Dance Convention. So I would go to the different conventions and help assist during master classes and work the conventions. And that was kind of like my mom's like sink or swim moment. Okay, either you're going to do this or not.
But even her, even her taking that chance on you, it just says so much. It just says about just like how like she supports, she's, you know, your family just supported you in that. But then also you had something for her to even go to that place to do that for you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like she saw something in you for you to be able to do that. That's so special.
Super thankful. Have love my family. I praise God for them. And so super supportive. And so then when I was applying to school. Mm-hmm. I went to Chapman University in California. Okay. And so I thought I was going to do like the LA scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it was kind of like, again, well, if I'm going to move out of Michigan, like LA or New York mm-hmm. are the major hubs for dance. And so I was like, let me give my shot at LA. Mm-hmm. And so I studied BFA in dance and also have a degree in business too. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, back up like security. Yeah, it's like, yes, parents, I will do that. And try to make the LA thing work. Yeah. But I really fell in love with modern contemporary dance my second half of college. Okay. And so through that, you know, auditioned for companies after graduation and got a performing apprentice job here in Chicago. So that's really what brought me to the city. Cool. So.
And then your family is still over in Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So are you like the only one here kind of, as far as your family is concerned here in Chicago?
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. That's crazy. So you're working at a company now that focuses on dance even today?
No. So I actually am no longer with that company. So I danced with them for 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. And then when I was pursuing ministry, felt like Lord was saying, okay, it's time to like leave this in order to pursue ministry fully.
But it's interesting because you didn't necessarily leave it.
Right.
Yeah. They it just fused, I feel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how was that season? Because that can be hard when you're doing something your whole life.
Yeah.
And then God, I mean, you see it all through scripture.
Mm-hmm.
All of the patriarchs of faith, you just see all of them of just like how God calls them, like they're just comfortable doing their thing. And he comes out of nowhere, yo, I need you to go over here.
Right.
You're like, snap.
Yeah.
You know? So how was that with you, you know, mentally, emotionally, all of that, creatively?
Yeah, it was a lot. So when I first answered the call of ministry, you know, I interned with the church for 2 years. Okay. And so, because when I first moved to Chicago, you know, you're doing the hustle. I'm like teaching dance. I'm in the company. I have a marketing job.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 2 years, felt like God was calling me to ministry and just loved every minute of it. I was super involved in my church, like seeing people really changed by Jesus. Yes. It's like, I just want to do this full time. Yeah, wow. And so went on a missions trip.
Wow. Yes.
And that's when...
Where'd you go?
Luxembourg, which is a very small country in Europe. And so, and we were just talking to people about Jesus and evidence for God. And I'm sure I drove my pastors crazy because like every day I'd have like 1,000,002 questions into town. Then we talked to people all day and then 1,000,002 questions home. Yeah. And so, and that's when I said, okay, I think I'm going to pray about pursuing full-time ministry.
Yes.
And so at that time I moved out of my marketing job, but was still in the dance company.
Okay.
And so I did that for about a 2 year process. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the 2 years, you know, it was time was coming for my contract to come back up for the dance company in March. And so about January, I just like did not feel at peace about signing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know why, because it's kind of like, you know, I'm in the peak of my career, you know, it's like, this is my time to really like own it. And, but I just like didn't feel peace. Mm-hmm. And so prayed about it for 2 months. I like never want to live those 2 months again because it was like very tumultuous for me. And and you know, got wise counsel and really was just like, you know, staying before the Lord in my Bible. And one thing that really helped in Hebrews, it talks about let us throw off every weight and sin that so easily hinders and run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And so I felt like the Lord was saying, the company is not a sin, but it's a weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm asking you to like lay this down.
Wow.
And so that's what I did, and not really knowing exactly how dance was going to come back into my life.
Yeah.
And God's just been so faithful. And I think even like through Sat in the Boat, it's just like so sweet that I'm still able to dance and have outlets to dance.
Wow.
Not like I deserve it, but like, God's just so cool. And now we have a dance ministry, a part of our church. That's how I know Rebecca and Sat in the Boat and some of the other performers.
Do you two fellowship at the same church?
Yes. Yeah. Rebecca and I, and another one of the performers, Elijah.
Yeah. Elijah,
so Elijah and I go way back to Chapman days. And it's just cool to see how God like brings people together. And even if you know, disconnect for a while, and he brings them back. And so... So, yeah, it's been really sweet just to, even though I'm not with the company anymore, to see how I still have that outlet for dance, and I still have such a heart for the dance industry and for dancers to know the gospel, to know Jesus. Yeah. And so it's just been amazing to see what he's been doing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I love that. And even just that story is so encouraging because the word just tells us even when we relent to him, he gives us the desires of our heart, you know? So with that, that could be something you just really, truly desired and, you know, dance and whatnot. And God's like, I need you over here. But he doesn't forget about us on a personal level. He still knows the desires of our hearts. He knows the things that excite us. And so he doesn't just dismiss that. He's not a dismissive God in that sense. You know, he'll still be able to intertwine those things and then still bring glory to his name. He just wants to see sometimes, like, are you going to be obedient?
Right.
You know, to the call, to what I'm calling you to do. Right. You know, I'll take care of you being satisfied. You know, the scriptures say that he satisfies us, you know? So even with that, it's just, that's so special, just seeing him still putting that together, you know?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. So then, okay, so with that, what you going into ministry, because I want to talk about this new ministry, you know, that you guys are launching and whatnot. But with that, when you were asked to be a part of Set in a Boat, was that the first time you got back into dance with it? Or did you start, because I know you guys started a dance ministry at the church. Was that started before or was that the boat introduced first?
Yeah, so we started the dance ministry before Sat in the Boat, before the pandemic. I'm trying to think exactly. It was probably 2019 we started it. And so then Rebecca started coming in to Second City. So we got connected through that. Yeah. And we did a show called Revelation 22, the Easter before Sat in a Boat. And so we had already worked together. And so that was great to build relationally and just be missional, kingdom minded. And so then we had that like trust when it went into Sat in a Boat. And even after that, we did another Easter show through dance ministry called Clothed. And so that was last April where I also did, the gospel presentation. Again, different, but same message. That's my thing. And it's not necessarily my, like, it takes me a lot of effort and work. And I'm like always super nervous about it. Yeah, totally. But God, totally like uses it and he always does what he needs to do. It's like, okay, Lord, this, I'm freaking out, but you're gonna have to do your thing. So and so that's kind of the progression. And so we still have dance ministry part of the church. And again, it's just wild how it's just kind of funny at this point because I'll come in church and I'll meet new people. And, you know, dancers are kind of usually easy to spot. Like, you just can't tell. I'm like, I think you're a dancer. And so I'm like, man, so we have like a couple girls that dance with Joffrey that are part of our church and like getting involved in the dance ministry. And so, and our pastor actually received like prophetic prayer before moving to Chicago that his church would be like full of dancers. And so it's just so sweet to see the dancers that have been coming. So it's kind of like comedic to me sometimes. Oh, you're a dancer too?
Look at that.
Makes sense. So,
and what's the name of the ministry again?
It's just called Second City Church Dance Ministry.
Okay, cool. Second City Church. I love it. That's so cool. Now tell me about you being in campus ministry, because you know, we were just talking about how like I was a part of campus ministry at UIC, Chi Alpha, Chicago Chi Alpha. Love Chi Alpha. What up, y'all? But then you are connected with Chi Alpha too at UIC as well. But tell me what the name of your ministry is and what, you know, you guys are about.
Yeah. So the ministry I'm with is called Every Nation Campus. And so it's a part of the global family of churches called Every Nation Ministries that focuses on church planting, campus ministry, and world missions. And so I work very closely with our local church, Second City Church, which is like through the dance ministry. So we are church-based campus ministry. You don't have to be a part of the church to be part of the campus ministry. You don't have to be part of the campus ministry to be part of the church. But if you don't have a home, we encourage you to keep growing in your relationship with Jesus post-grad through church and during college. And so and that's, you know, kind of crazy too, because even when I started answering the call of ministry, I wasn't thinking campus ministry. I'm called to the dancers, dance community, you know? and I remember being on like a Zoom call with these other campus ministers with Every Nation, being like, guys, we need to pray for campus missionary in Chicago. We don't have one. And they all just be like, Sarah, why don't you be the campus minister? And, you know, I just now I'm ahead. Yeah. But in my mind, I'm thinking, you don't know my life. Like, I'm a dancer, you know? But I eventually saw just the need for campus ministers and like, you know, Jesus says, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers to his harvest field. Yes. For the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Mm-hmm. And so just that very formative time in college, and even just thinking about myself, saying, man, I wish there was somebody that I could go to answer my question, like to help talk through some of my doubts and fears and questions. And yeah, I mean, I wasn't, and that's the other thing, I wasn't involved in campus ministry during college because I was so focused on dance. Yeah. So it's like, there were people there. Yeah. I just didn't make myself available to them. Yeah. But now it's just like, man, I just want to be that person that was super helpful for me. And so it's been, I'm so thankful to be in campus ministry and to be able to talk with students and just sit on the other side of the table and listen and help work through some of those questions they have about God and life and what am I doing with my life? What's my purpose? And so it's been super sweet. And so, UIC is, this is our first semester as a registered student org, and it's just so exciting and so thankful for Chi Alpha and other ministries that have been there for so long. Yeah. And so it's just a really transformative time in people's life. You're making decisions about, you know, who you spend your time with and career and finances and location. And also the nations are at the college campus. Yes, and that's so, I just love, especially at UIC, it's one of the most diverse colleges. Mm-hmm. And so it's amazing.
That's so great. I love it. That's so cool. Man, it's something that you mentioned as far as being that person who is available to support, because I feel like that's what got me into teaching. Because I teach music as well. And it really started from how I told you I did architecture, but it was a lot of stuff that they asked us to do, and architecture wasn't a part of the curriculum and the program. Mm. Like different things we had to learn, like just the program and the software. There was, at our school, maybe other schools have it, but our school, there was not a specific class to learn AutoCAD or Rhino or these different programs that we had to use, Illustrator, Photoshop, whatever. There wasn't a class just dedicated to that. You just had to kind of, this was your assignment, and all of us were working together and had to learn how to use these programs. It was crazy. Wow. Yeah, it was ridiculous. So, like, with that, I think God was using that to stir in me. I was like, man, if had I had this type of support, this would have been a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And after I graduated, me really focusing in on music, I just started getting this heart of like, man, I would love to actually teach people, because I know it's a lot of people who want to learn, but I feel like I'm good at breaking down things in simple steps that's comprehensive. And I was like, you know, I want to be able to, you know, invest in people. Mm-hmm. So I literally started with 4 students in my living room a long time ago. I had my drum set up in the living room, had a keyboard, and I was doing bass guitar and acoustic guitar. And then at the end, I had like a little ceremony, a few weeks. It was so cool. Then eventually we went to a community center, and then it became a business and started that thing. Now we're virtual. We do it online now, Starving Artist Courses. So all of that stuff. So just how like God stirs those little moments of, I guess, like lack or something that we needed. Mm-hmm. And he'll use that to be like, man, I want to use this to give it to someone else because I didn't have that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that you stepped right into that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So, and it reminds me of a verse that says, be faithful with little and God will give you much. You know, you'll be faithful with much. And so just being faithful in the little things.
Faithful. That's so
and
good.
And so, yeah.
Holy smokes. I love it. That's so good. Yeah. Also, so what are you currently doing, you know, as an artist? Like, what season are you in? Are you creating something new? Are you working alongside someone to create another project or something? You know, what's kind of happening?
Yes, we have a couple things in the works. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. So Sat in a Boat was made possible by D-Case Grant in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so another girl who's part of our church and campus ministry, Faith Von Otzigen, also got that same grant this year.
Yeah.
And so she's putting together a project that's going to premiere in June at the Drucker Center Menotomy Club in Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
And so I am going to be a part of that. And Rebecca's in it. It's basically the dance ministry.
Yeah.
And so super excited. And that is faith-based as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just her testimony. Mm-hmm. It was actually part of her senior capstone that she didn't get to do because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And so kind of her journey of deliverance. Yeah. And it's really powerful. Yeah. And yeah, I'm super excited. Wow. So
and the first showcase of this will be in June of 2024.
In June.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very nice.
Yeah, so.
And then we'll be able to come.
Yes, absolutely. Let's go. And I'm convinced it's going to sell out. Yes, so once tickets go live, like people better get
you
them.
You can text me first.
Yeah. We'll spread the news. And so, so working on that. Uh-huh. And then just had a meeting yesterday with a girl, Lizzie Cohen. Mm-hmm. She is a painter.
Yeah.
And she and I met, you know, I was just doing outreach and thought she was a college student. And we just started chatting. And she's a painter and artist. And so she actually, our last Easter show, she came and did a live painting during the performance and just kind of painting what she saw, what God was doing in the space. And so we are working on an event, working title, but basically open hearts, like practicing worship.
Yeah.
And so creating an environment where people can authentically and honestly engage with God.
So good.
And
it's going to be a public event as well.
Yep. It's going to be a public event. Mm-hmm. It's going to be kind of a Saturday intensive with visual art and dance. And we're still in the works, but the hope is to help people, that thing, like practice worship. You know, in art, it's important to practice your craft.
Yes.
You know, but how often do we practice worship?
That's
and
so good,
especially for like non-creative people, but just like helping people like lift hands and worship. Like that's biblical, you know, and or just being more free. In worship to be able to encounter God in deeper ways.
Yes.
And so I'm really excited for the event. It's going to be one of excellence. And so those are a couple things we're working on. And a student from Columbia that I've been working with through the campus ministry, she's coming on board to help with that event too. So it's even fun to, again, kind of help impart and teach the next generation that you can bring Jesus into these spaces, and this is one area how.
And now you're tying in your kind of like, I guess, church service, dance ministry life with the campus ministry life as well too. So God keeps kind of putting all of your, you know, different areas of life, you know, into one. You know, just pretty much just like the whole package of who Sarah is. He pays attention to that. He's putting all those pieces together and stuff. You know.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited for those events. So pretty much, guys, we are some days away from Christmas at this point. And again, it's about a year from when we did Sat in a Boat. So what I want to do now is show some footage from Sat in a Boat. You know, and I kind of want to actually show parts where you were, you know, bringing the gospel, you know, at the end of that as well, you know, because this is a season where we are celebrating, you know, gift giving and generosity and things like that. But the ultimate true gift is Jesus Christ. You know, he came wrapped, you know, he came wrapped in skin. You know, he's a phenomenal gift of God. And we want to be able to share that. So we're going to show some of Sat in a Boat and then I'll wrap it up after that.
This piece created by Rebecca that we all came together to do was really an exploration of faith and reason. And faith is a step based on evidence. And so we wanted to present some evidence tonight for Jesus and the good news of the gospel. Amen. And so just like me, I was dead from the outside. I looked like I had it all together. But the inside, I knew if God is perfect love, and perfect justice, there's no way if I see him, I would meet his standards. The good news of the gospel is that God entered into history through the person of Jesus to renew the whole earth. And it begins with me and you. And when we believe in Jesus for his perfect record, his perfect life, instead of my own, to relate with God, to be the person he created me to be, then his power and his kingdom begins to work in and through my life and into the world. And so this piece has a lot about storms and where you find hope. And I think, you know, within the past like 3 years with the pandemic and all the upheaval, so many things in our world can be shaken, no matter if that's your health, your job, your family, your mental health. But God's kingdom cannot be shaken. And so when I put God's track record besides mine, I'm surely entrusted to a good father. He's not some guy up in the clouds just you waiting to get your life together, but he wants to enter into your life. And so if you don't know the Lord, but you feel God is moving on your heart tonight, he just asks you to repent. And that is just a way of saying, God, I'm turning away from trying to figure out life on my own and trying to do it in my own strength and be a good enough person. But instead, I want to turn towards Jesus. And the moment you do that, God enters into our life. And then we get to start walking through all the junk of our life, all of our brokenness. We have all, if God is perfect love and perfect justice, we've all fallen short of that, trying to do life our own way. But we receive Jesus as Lord, being God, you're the one that calls the shots because you know it better. He enters into our hearts, and then we get to go back to God, and he walks us through all the crap and redeems our life from the pit, and that's what he did for me. And I wish we had time to hear all the testimonies of all the artists today in their journey with God. And so that is the good news of Jesus, is that he comes to bring new life in us and hope of eternity.
All right, guys, so that was a little snippet of Set in a Boat. Phenomenal production. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal production. We actually have the whole thing recorded, and we'll see if eventually, you know, we get it out for you guys to be able to see, or it may come back and, you know, they may do it again. You know, mm-hmm. But it was just awesome. I love how either way how it wraps up with you, Sarah, bringing the gospel. Because while we have them, while mm-hmm. we have them right there, yeah. It's a beautiful opportunity to, you know, put truth in their hearts and yeah. everything. And I just feel like you just do that so eloquently and so beautifully, mm-hmm. you know? And it's not nice. Like in a, even a whole production, it's not anything that's like in a pushy way. It's a way that just really just makes people think. And I love how the whole production is put together, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would love for you, you know, as we wrap this up, to just kind of share with anyone that's on your heart as far as the gospel, Christmas season is related, and just as they're creatives and artists, potential dancers here listening and watching, anything that you just want to share? To bless the people.
I think when it comes to the importance of Christmas mm-hmm. and the gospel and why we make a point to mm-hmm. just make it plain mm-hmm. at Sat in a Boat or in dance ministry, mm-hmm. you know, in Romans it talks about mm-hmm. how can they call on him they don't know mm-hmm. yeah. and how can they know unless they don't hear. Mm-hmm. And so when we're sharing the gospel, it's yeah. an opportunity for people to hear
yeah.
and respond. And I think, you know, I was just reading this morning that they called Jesus Emmanuel, mm-hmm. God with us. Yes. And that's overarch of the whole yeah. Christmas story of the gospel. It's yeah. God trying to make his appeal to be mm-hmm. with humanity. And so that God became man
yes.
in the person of Jesus. Like, that's so powerful. No mm-hmm. other God has done that. Wow. And so, and throughout history, it's God mm-hmm. making his way yes. towards us. And yeah, it's just so beautiful. And so when we share that, it's just giving mm-hmm. people an opportunity to respond.
Yes.
And I love how in that Romans it says, how beautiful are the feet of yes. those that bring the good news, yeah. which totally talks to dancers,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, yeah. And so I think it's always really important mm-hmm. to just make it clear, like, we're mm-hmm. not putting on this show just yeah. to make ourselves look a certain way or mm-hmm. even just for our own enjoyment, but we want people to know the living God that
Amen.
Loves them,
yes.
that came to make a place with mm-hmm. them, to know them intimately. Mm-hmm. And I think what resonates with me in the gospel and mm-hmm. artists is when you ask people, like, what do you love about dance? A lot of times they say, I feel free mm-hmm. when I do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But like, what happens when the curtain goes down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happens when you don't get the part, mm-hmm. you know? And so, but in the Bible it says, mm-hmm. you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Yes.
And like, no one can take that joy away from mm-hmm. us, that freedom away from mm-hmm. us. And so just, I think the gospel mm-hmm. definitely answers like that longing for freedom
yeah.
in artists.
Yeah.
And so, and I think my encouragement to artists mm-hmm. is I've been thinking about this a lot lately
yeah.
and especially in artists, usually you're probably in city centers. That's mm-hmm. a little more where there's more opportunities mm-hmm. or spaces to create art.
Mm-hmm.
And something I've been thinking about, and this was our message on
yeah.
Sunday too, it's from Jeremiah 29:7
mm-hmm.
that says, but seek the welfare of the city
mm-hmm.
where I've sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare.
Wow.
And so something I want to encourage artists with
mm-hmm.
as we're going into this Christmas season and remembering God is with us and how he's made an appeal constantly towards humanity is to pray for the city that he sent us and the power of prayer. That's something God's been teaching me a lot recently. And I think it's easy, again, as artists to do the hustle, you know, like you just got to get it done. Yeah. But are we praying? Yes. Like, are we praying about where God's calling us to, what to do, what not to do? Mm-hmm. And are we praying for the city? Are we praying for our company, the our coworkers, and for the benefit of the city?
So good.
You know, are we seeking to serve the city and find its welfare? Because then we too will find our welfare. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what I just want to encourage artists with, even in this Christmas season, is how has God strategically placed you, maybe in the city, maybe not, or maybe you're close to a city, but when you're in the city, how can you be a blessing to the city? Because that also points to Jesus and his heart for the city, because city holds people.
Yep.
And so that's, I think, my encouragement to people today.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's so good.
Wow. What a joy.
Yes, yes. So guys, like, using your creative gift to just be impactful with where you are, wherever you are placed and you're around people, whether it's just you and your small family or you just working and doing your creative giftings out in the city and out into the world, do it with excellence. You know, keep in mind the welfare of others. That's the key. You know, try to do it all in excellence. It's all in excellence. Mm-hmm. And that's just showing the love of Christ, is representing Christ, all of that, you know? So that's so good. Sarah, thank you so much.
My joy. Awesome. It's been an honor to be on. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I want to wrap up and ask you, you know, how can people reach you? Like, what's like the best way to reach you? I know you say you don't go on social too much.
I don't, but you know, if you DM me, I'll get it to it eventually. So it's at Sarah Baker Dance. And so Sarah with an H, Sarah Baker Dance. And you can find me there, and I'll definitely post about the upcoming events too.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yes, please do. Please do. Don't forget, we need to know about this. Guys, so Sarah's link is in the description below here on the YouTube video, so go ahead and check that out. And thank you so much for tuning into another Creative Encounter podcast episode. Remember, we are a nonprofit. Go ahead and join our team. Become a monthly financial partner so we continue to do this. And on the Juett Z Payne music side, you guys already know Oh Holy Night is
official.
Yes, check it out. Go ahead and stream it. Go ahead and purchase it on Apple Music, any platform. Go ahead and check it out. Love you guys, and Merry Christmas.